Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you, beloved. This is a serious word. This is a baby that got to come out. This baby right here has to come out. So I lift up everybody in their perspective places. Everybody. The kingdom of God. Lift you up real high in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I come to you right now, Lord God, my Lord. Father, I need you. I need to be clear at what I'm hearing and speak. Speak what thus says the Lord, Lord. Father, just deliver through me in the name of Jesus. Let nothing hinder, nothing block the computer, the mic, nothing in the name of Jesus, not my nose right now, not flesh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, be ye glorified, Lord, send the ears to hear and prepare the heart to receive your word today. Lord, I pray for lives to be changed. I pray for families to be changed. I pray for healing and deliverance. I pray for forgiveness, and I pray for asking for forgiveness and giving forgiveness. In the mighty and beautiful name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God, my Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and the Holy Ghost Spirit, overtake us, consume us, Lord God, and speak with fire in Jesus' name. So good afternoon, beloved. I'm praying all is well with you. Today is January 13th, 2023. So I just got this revelation. I think I was really knocking to know, but I can't remember originally what I was thinking about, but what I came to talk about is the rise and or fall of greatness, the rise and or fall of greatness, but a wise man. So I was preparing for Speak Life. And I was talking to the Lord, and but what he showed me was the rise and fall of greatness and where it comes through. So let's start in Proverbs 31. I didn't start with Proverbs 31, but we will see it in Proverbs 31. We're going to see it in Proverbs 31 because there's so many of us claiming to be Proverbs 31, and I'm telling you, this is a life changer for me. This is a life-changing word for me. My perspective, everything, it's just, this is God. It says in Proverbs 31, have you ever wondered why Proverbs 31 was written the way that it is? Most of us skip, and we start in verse 10, because why? Who can find a virtuous woman? Okay. No, we got to start from verse 1, okay? It says, the words of the king Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. It says, what, my son, and what, the son of my womb, and what, the son of my vows, okay? Give not your strength unto a woman, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. And when, as a woman, when you're reading this, you're just like, what? Give not your strength unto a woman. So it's like, give not your power to a woman. Nor your ways, which, you know, Jesus is the way, to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lumiel, Lumiel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest otherwise they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment. The word of God is judgment, okay? It is written, of any of the afflicted, give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, my Lord, okay, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. This is really, we are set as fishermen. We are fishing for, you know, a lot of times we are preaching and teaching each other only. But Jesus sat with sinners, those that are prepared for destruction because they have not yet received him. Mm-hmm. So many times all this preaching and teaching back and forth is for intellects, mm-hmm, and to prove that we know something. Sometimes it is iron sharpening iron. But a lot of times it has nothing to do with that. A lot of times people are afraid to go outside the building and go into Nazareth or Nineveh. God is dealing with me today now, especially with Nineveh and Nazareth. But this is why many times we don't open our mouth for the dumb. Dumb is when you don't know something. And could be when you don't want to, but in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction, total separation from God, that's destruction. You're destroyed when you're separated from God. Look, I threw myself together because I wanted to bring this word. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. Only through the word. He's the righteousness of God. And plead the cause of the poor needy. Okay, so that's the first 9 verses. First 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. So you, for a long time, I can't say you, I could not figure out why these two were put together. It just, to me, it did not make sense. Like, this could have, from verse 10 to verse 31 can have this own little chapter, and then Lemuel and his mama can have their own thing. But no, they cannot, because she's not saying, okay, let me put it like this. Give not your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroyed kings. What destroyed Solomon? What destroyed Solomon? What almost destroyed David? What almost destroyed David? What destroyed Samson? Samson was in leadership. He was a judge. What destroyed him? What destroyed Adam? What destroyed him? What destroyed Adam? God was just correcting me. God was correcting me on this thing now. And lately, I've been saying this thing. A sanctified woman can sanctify her husband. So God said, oh, really? Okay, so let me show you what that actually means. That sanctified wife, or is it? Yeah. So it's not just that a sanctified wife can sanctify her husband, but a sanctified husband can sanctify his wife. Many times we are marrying somebody else's spouse, and this is why it's not working out. God said whom he put together. Adam and Eve. He did. But the rise and the fall of Adam is overriding what he heard. So it says right here, this is the reason why he says also, let me get that verse, for her to be quiet. This is why he says it. For her to be quiet. The wife hath not power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also the husband hath not power over his own body, but the wife. Defraud you not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourself to fasting and prayer. Now, that's a whole nother thing. You know, we'll shut it down. Oh, you want treatment? You're not going to listen to me? Okay, so ain't nothing going on tonight. The husband and wife sex chamber is closed. Sometimes it'd be for months, people for years. And then we can't figure out what's going on. Let me tell you something. The rise and fall is disobedience. That's the rise and fall. One is disobedience. I wrote down. Okay, I have to run down and write this thing down because I don't want to forget what the Lord is saying to me. So it is, where I wrote it at, Lord. Okay, I don't know where I wrote the thing at, but it is unequally yoked, marriage, and disobedience. It's the rise and fall. The rise and fall. Because this is the thing. Adam would have been all right. He had the instructions. He listened to Eve. He listened to Eve. Now, what Bathsheba was on the roof doing all this stuff for, I don't know. Well, her husband ain't even there. If your husband not even home, your husband fighting wars. You have to know, before you went on that roof, right? Did you know people could view you? Before you went on that roof, did you know people could see you? I am just wondering. Did you know? Could you see the palace from your roof? Because how is it he could see you, but you couldn't see him? I don't know, because it don't tell us. I don't know. But if he could see you, you trying to tell me you couldn't see him on the roof? Let me make sure she was on the roof now. Let me make sure she was on the roof because, I could be totally off with this. And I'm trying to find, come on, y'all. Okay, let's see. Let's get up. Am I spelling her name wrong? And then the ironic part of it, the first part of her name is Babe. Hey, who am I? I don't know. But God didn't tell us. But you never wondered about that? How did he see her? And you telling me she couldn't see? Okay, it says, let me see if it's on the roof now. 2 Samuel 11. And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab, servant, and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon, those Ammonites, and besieged Rapha. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. And it came to pass in the evening tide that David arose from his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. Oh, he walked up, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was real. Okay, so I'm wrong. He was on the roof. She wasn't on the roof bathing. And David sent and inquired after the woman. My thing, well, they might not have no curtains. I don't know. I don't know. But she ain't know nobody could see her baby. Samson is another one. Solomon is another one. The thing about it, right? The thing about this is we look at it as women. This is the thing. This is a wise woman. God was showing me my own era, okay? This is as a wise woman. When we have a husband, I'm not talking about no boyfriend. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with that because until you show me in the scripture where God talk about boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm just saying, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm not here to talk about no baby mama, no baby dad. I'm not here to talk about that. But when you have a husband, okay, or your ex-spouse or something, you know how women, a lot of times, because we're the body, we're the bride, and a lot of times we can tell men stuff, and they don't. They just not. And many marriages have broken apart because the woman feels like he doesn't listen to her. But the thing is, he's wise when he don't. He's wise when he don't. The only time, and listen to what I'm saying, he should hear from the Lord. If you are confirming what the Lord says, that's one thing. But even if you are correct with what you're saying, he's a wise man if he don't jump and listen to you. Because this is what Eve did, okay? This is Eve. This is Delilah. They did that. Now, the sheepish ain't say no. But this is what they did. This is what they did. This is what they did. Abraham shows us. Sarah says, send Ishmael and his mother away. This is what she said. She said, send them away because, you know, they were teasing. They were teasing Isaac. So it says in Genesis 16, in verse 1, now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bore him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray you, go unto my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah, okay? And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, bondage, okay? After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the, am I reading this right? Yeah, and Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon me. I have given my maid into your bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and you. Now, wait a minute. How the Lord judge between me and you? And this was your decision I was listening to. But Abraham said unto Sarah, behold, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as it pleases you. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. But Ishmael is born, And Ishmael begins once Sarah has Isaac. Ishmael and them teasing Isaac. And teasing Isaac. And so Hagar has to leave because of that. But the thing is, they wouldn't have never been in, here it goes, in Genesis 21. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Skip down. Verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said, this time he didn't do it. This time he didn't do it. This time he waited. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in your sight because of the lad and because of your bondwoman. And all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall your seed be called. When we as women and wives tell our husbands the correct thing, the best thing we should do then is be quiet. If we have something to say, we should go to the Lord with it. The only other thing we should say is direct him to the Lord. Direct him to the Lord. Either pray about it, we can pray about it, we can fast about it, because he is not supposed to hearken to his wife. He's supposed to hear from the Lord. He's supposed to hear from the Lord. Even when he knows his wife is hearing from the Lord, he's supposed to hear from the Lord. It's just like any saint. Any saint is supposed to hearken to the Lord. The message may come through somebody, but we need to know this is the Lord speaking to us. Now, there's times when messengers come and we know it's the Lord. Okay, fine, because it's in his order. But just because we think we're right is not always the thing. I told you so. You don't never listen to me. A soft answer turns away wrath. But grievous words stir. So yes, many times we may be right. But for those times we are not, what can it cause? It can cause us to fall. It could cause us to fall. This is why we got sin in the flesh now. This is the reason why we got sin in our flesh now. Because Adam listened to Eve. Adam listened to her. And every son of God that comes through sin now. Because Adam was a son of God. Adam was a son of God. Adam was the son of God. It says here in Luke 3. I know I need not to mess with these names now. We going straight to the verse. Luke 3 and 38. Okay, Luke 37. I'm not going to even. Yeah. which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Mahalalala, yeah, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Adam was the son of God. So as a son, we're supposed to listen to our father. Adam was the son of God. He already received the message. Eve heard it too. She was there in his rib. But Adam was the son of God. Something else I noticed, this is how I got on this thing. Even great men, many of them didn't marry until, not all of them, but they didn't marry until either they received an anointing from God or some type of instruction from God. Adam, even David received Saul's daughter because of the challenge with Goliath. Because of the challenge with Goliath. That's when he received his first wife. That's when he received his first wife. However, he was anointed before that. Goliath comes in chapter 17. David was anointed in chapter 16. He was already anointed. Hosea was already called. And he was called to even marry Arlet. That came straight from God. Eve came straight from God. Direct from God. It's an order with God. It's the order. It's the obedience. God will give you your orders. Mm-hmm. He'll give you orders. Jeremiah, he said, in this place you shall not marry, you shall not have child. Can't do it. I did not ordain that. Hosea, he was ordained to marry who he married. Mm-hmm. It's already ordained. It's already a man that knows who he is or have heard from God is in a better standing because he know Joseph, he was already espoused. Now, many of us say engaged. He was espoused. He was already prepared for marriage. He was already, before they even came together, this was God's choice for him. His assignment was after she was to be pregnant. That was the assignment. And God talked to Joseph himself. You will find the divorce rate is high. Now, the world say the divorce rate is high because of finances. The number one, that's not true. The number one destruction over marriages is out of alignment with God. That's the number one. Number one destroyer of marriages is out of alignment with God. And we are unequally yoked. Because it was sent forth. Israel talks about it and Nehemiah talks about it. We are not in Genesis. This is why, you know, in Genesis, this is one of the statements he made before the flood. It says in Genesis 6:1, and it came to pass when men began, Lord, strengthen me, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, unto them, which, what? But unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. They were not the daughters of God. They were the daughters of men. Of the earth. They weren't of God. The earth and the water. But they weren't of God. They were not. That they were feared, and they took their wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, soon as that happened, the Lord spoke. Now, there have been people having babies before that. You got a whole list in chapter 5. But when the sons of God married, and we're still doing that, we are, as believers, marrying unbelievers. And we're not, well, you know, people can make it up. A Muslim and a Christian can marry each other. Not according to God. God ain't going to put that together. Y'all are two different faiths. You're two. One's going to either pull the other, or the other's going to pull that one. No. It's written in the law. You don't give your daughters to their sons, and you definitely don't give your sons to their daughters. Equal. Now, the only time that works, if neither one of them is practicing in their faith, or the Muslim is practicing in the Christianism, because otherwise it's going to be war. This is, you see it throughout the world. Who war more than Muslims and Christians? Ishmael and Isaac. Who wars more than that? We're not supposed to. God has prepared a thing. God has prepared a thing. God has prepared it all. The number one destroyer of marriages, God is not in it, and he's not pleased. And we're going to keep doing it. And the divorce rate. And then now we all jacked up. God said whom he put together. So everybody getting married, God ain't put that. I'm telling you, I don't mind confessing, God don't put them people together. And it'd be war because it's too many different spirits operating. It's too, it ain't going to work. If you are an unbeliever, sister, you cannot make that man a believer. You cannot. Don't do it before you get married. Don't think he's going to change. Don't think she's going to change. If she a harlot, she a harlot now. Unless God tell you to do that. It ain't going to work. Not if you're living out your purpose of God. Now, if you just a churchgoer, possibly. But if you got a call on your life, that's why you're having war. You trying to get her to be a virtuous woman, but she got to go to God to have virtue, because virtue is wisdom. You're trying to build him to make him a man of valor, but that only comes through God, because David is the sign of valor. And if he's not the son of David, it ain't going to work. I don't care how much you take them to church, how much you play sermons in the house, gospel music everywhere. You got him listening to gospel music when he's sleeping. Put it under his pillows. It's not going to work. If God did not ordain it. Otherwise, we're Aquila. No, not Aquila. Oh, no, that's a good one. Otherwise, we're as Ananias and Sapphira, Abigail and Nabal. Now, I love my girl Abigail. But her first husband, Charlish, she didn't say little or much. Until he was sober-minded. The best thing as a wife, when a husband is not in alignment, even though he knows the Lord or coming into the knowing of the Lord. We need to both be there. And that's why healing and deliverance from many things before we yoke together, because I'm telling you, for some people it could, you know, broken, but if you're out of order, if you're broken, you don't even know many times you're out of order because you're broken. A lot of times you don't even know how out of order, you just know you're hurting inside. You just know you're hurting. And many times we get so bitter when these marriages break up or these relationships break up. It wasn't even ordained by God. It was not. And we bitter and we just doing all kind of crazy stuff. That shows we're in the carnal anyway. Anyway. Because when things happen, we need to go to the Lord. Maybe you was trying to be his God, or maybe you was trying to be her God. And God is a jealous God. Even in if a couple marry in the faith, we're in different levels. But the best thing a wife can do is be quiet. Study to be quiet. Study to be quiet. Because now, I'm going to tell you this. I ain't going down with you. I am not Ananias and Sapphira. I'm not going down with you. Mm-mm. The only down I'm going with you is in prayer. I'm not going down with you. Now, you, that thing going in darkness, listen. This is the time. This is the time. I got to stand my ground. We not going down together unless it's God's perfect will. But to fall from, we ain't falling together. We are not falling from God together. You going down by yourself. I'm just letting you know, because God has destined and predestined me to be in eternal life. So if I know you doing stuff crooked, let me tell you, I ain't going down with you. What I'm going to do is going to my prayer closet. I'm going in my, and I know my daddy hear me. I know he hear me. So you ain't going to even go there. By the time I get done praying, already know it is done. It is done. If you continue to go on that path, you're going alone. Mm-mm. When God will tell you, I'll be right there. But I ain't going with you. I'm not going down. I am not going down with you. Mm-mm. I ain't going down. I'm a Ruth, or I am a Naomi. But I'm not. I am not Sapphira. Mm-mm. I am not going to be loyal with nobody falling from grace. Mm-mm. I ain't going down with you. Mm-mm. I don't care. You could be a friend. You could be my sister. You can be a twin. I ain't going down. So the thing is, the best thing is for a wife to go on her knees. That's virtuous. That's Proverbs 31. That's Proverbs 31. That's Proverbs 31. But trying to tell him on your own, you tell him, and then you leave it alone. And then you ask God. You ask God, Lord, speak to him. I'm telling you, sisters, when we know we got to hear God, all we got to do is pray. Keep peace in the house. Keep peace in the house. If you got to argue and try to convince people to do, that's contention in your house. And the enemy comes slithering right in. Now all imagination's going crazy. Now y'all thinking crazy things about each other. Y'all don't know which one of y'all the devil. No, we don't need to go through that. Mm-mm. Just be quiet. Now, I'm telling you, it ain't easy. But just be quiet. Even adjust me a fall seven times. So if he got a fall seven times, you know God got him. Adjust me a fall seven times. Hey, adjust me a fall seven times. I tried to warn you, but I'm not going to beat it in you. I'm not. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. I'm not. Because a wise woman. Mm-mm. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find her? Can we even find ourselves? It said, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above. She is, because she's wisdom. This is wisdom. This is not a natural woman. This is wisdom. So a lot of people have Proverbs 31, and you just cutting up in the house, regardless if people know about it or they don't. Y'all smiling for the camera, but You can tell. You can tell. Because the thing is, right, the sister, like I said, God sent the sister to me. And I'm telling you, that conversation was a nugget for me. And I learned. I was listening. I ain't going to say much because I don't want her to get upset. But I was listening. And she spoke on this. She spoke on this. And it's not that it's something I didn't know, because I went through this myself. So I know it's true. I know it's true. God will make you shut your mouth, because it's ordained by him. It's ordained by him. God will make you shut your mouth, because our words can burn things up or ignite things to life. Our words. And when we are hurt, especially because you married to somebody and y'all seem to be going in opposite ways, or your mind is not, but we got to look at it as male and female think totally different, and they think with different things. We do our emotions. So we have to know this. The heart of her husband does. The heart of her husband. What more can you have than the heart? The heart of the husband, which is wisdom talking about the Lord, but as a natural example, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. When a person trusts you, what more can you, what more? The way to destroy a person is through trust. Trust. And when we get upset, that tongue is untamed. Let him fall. All by himself, but a just man, God is going to deal with him, because he's justified through God. He's not justified through us. He's justified by God. Now, there's a lot of households upside down. Woman ruling the house. God ain't in that. God is not in that. If you think, I'm going to say this, if you think he's too weak to cover you, who put y'all together? And why? If he's too weak. See, this is the thing. This is why y'all got an issue. Because you got to respect him. If he was weak before you got married to him, he's not going to be strong because you married him and you taking him to church. It has to be ordained by God. It's ordained by God. Have a son. It's ordained by God. It's ordained by God. I'm closing with this. It says, verse 29 of Romans 8, for whom he did foreknow, he also did, God, the Lord, predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. This man is going to be conformed. If God put you together, first of all, learn to pray. Joseph is a just man. If Joseph is a just man, God is forming that man to be conformed to his son, which is the express image of God. God is molding him. But when there's too many voices going on, when there's too many voices and opinions, that's a whole nother issue. You know, you just got everybody in your marriage. No, shut your mouth. Everybody don't need to know whether he, she, your spouse, the male, female, how good they are to you. Don't need to show all this stuff on Facebook. This is why all your issues come in, because you got too many people in your marriage. It should be just that thread, that three-strand cord. Everybody don't need, you don't have to prove to everybody how happy you are. No, that three-strand cord. Let longevity show that. Let longevity show that. Let longevity show that. You got too many people. You got too many. And some people really listen to people on the internet. It's even a Christian group. Well, my husband, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Because there's more of us single than there are us married. And sometimes you're telling your stuff to the wrong person. Even if they married and they miserable, you're telling them to the wrong. If they don't have wise counsel, if they're not Proverbs 31, why are you opening your mouth? Why are you opening your mouth? Because the Lord the Lord will break you in that situation. He'll break you in that situation. Because God is conforming him. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed. It's already predestined. God's not going to let us kill his son, and he's not going to let his son kill his daughter. It's already predestinated that they're going to be conformed. This is what we should be speaking. God said it's already predestinated, you're going to be conformed. Or I'm in prayer, the Lord, you already said it's going to be predestinated that he's going to be conformed. I believe you, and I'm sending your word back to you. I'm sending your word back to you, and I know it's not going to come back void. It's not going to come back void. To the image of your son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinated, them he also called. So you even touch one of God's called sons or daughters. So it says, in whom he called, them he justified by God. They justified to be right, make right, complete, peaceful, safe, holy, friendly, balanced, fair-minded. Yeah, we might be working on predestinate, predetermined, no, preordained, called, charged, appointed, invited, decided. This is glorify, magnify, to be rich, honored, and honorable. This is what God says. This is what God says. Speak life. Even if you don't see it. Speak life. But before you listen to that voice that's not God, wait for the confirmation. And if God already spoke it and they're confirming it, you need to be obedient. So I send the word of God to the people, God to the ears of God, to the hearts of men, and pray somebody gets something out of this. You have the most blessed, blessed weekend. Worship God and him alone. In Jesus' name, peace.